Assistant principals within the Carrollton City Schools District looking to benefit from the restoration of QBE funding this year for Georgia's public school districts. In his 2018-2019 fiscal year budget proposal, Carrollton City Schools District Superintendent Mark Albertus asking the school board to approve putting all APs on a 220-day contract.
And essentially that means that they would be getting paid for their work in the summer, which we were committed to doing when we had the funds. And with the QBE being fully funded, we were able to get that. A lot of school systems in the state of Georgia have already gone to making sure that they have their APs during the summer for preparing for the next school year. And we were able to do that with the additional QBE money.
A second public hearing for Albertus's $43,956,000 budget proposal is scheduled for Tuesday evening. 6 o'clock, the school board is expected to officially approve the plan the same evening. On Tuesday, Temple City Council will hear suggestions from residents about what projects should be funded by countywide TSPLOST should it be approved by voters this November. The potential tax calls for a five-year run in which Temple could see an additional $2.2 million in revenue for potential transportation projects. Several projects have already been recommended by the city's Public Works Department, including construction of sidewalks on Highway 113, paving several unpaved roads, and creating a walking trail in the city park. City Council has also suggested using the money as matching funds for a potential project between GDOT and Norfolk Southern to provide a safe railroad crossing that would be constructed a short distance north of the downtown business district. The TSPLOST will be decided by Carroll County voters during the November 6th election. Temple's public hearing will start on Tuesday at 6:30 at the Temple Senior Center. Well, a story of kindness that I thought was just too good not to share. A homeless man dealing with physical and mental issues apparently bumped into the right man in Carrollton earlier this month. City Councilman Jim Waters, riding his bike on a Sunday, was approached by the transient.
He was dressed pretty disheveled looking. Got closer. I was like, well, maybe he's going to hit me up for some money. And actually, he just sat down the tree in front of me, didn't say a word. So I struck up a conversation with him. He looked like had been hit by a car in the last few weeks. He had one of his arms was in a cast and had a messed up leg, but out of character for me, I'll start with that. Normally, I'm the guy that would just keep on riding or maybe give somebody a 10 bucks and wish them the best of luck, but something came over me.
Communication with the man was uneven, but Waters felt moved to help the man. He drove him to Waters' home. He allowed him use of his shower, took him to purchase new clean clothes, and he fed him. Then Waters reached out to our local homeless resources, who were able to determine that the man was on a missing persons list out of Chicago and had been for several months. The THS shelter was able to make contact with the man's mother in Illinois.
Yeah, his mother, I didn't talk to her, but Laddie did, and said his mother was very excited that someone found him because she didn't know where he was. So it's one of those things where I finally did what you're supposed to do, as opposed to just walking by or keeping on peddling. And it actually turned out to be not only hopefully a good thing for him, but it was a very good thing for me. This guy, I mean, he was obviously a religious guy, and we listened to Christian music. He was kind of ministering to me. Good guy, and hopefully he'll get his life back in order.
Now, Waters did share his story at my request on Friday's WLBB Community Voice program. That entire show is now posted on the Newstalk1330.com website. About 40 youth from Carroll County this week participating in a five-day camp designed to teach them about the wonders of the outdoors through hunting, fishing, geocaching, and boating. This is the 14th year that Sergeant Eric Brown with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources has headed up this outdoor day camp, supported by many of his friends and local sponsors. Brown says the purpose of the camp is to give area youth who may not get the chance regularly to experience the outdoor opportunities that the county has to offer and to get them away from their smart devices and their video games, if not just for a bit. Food producer Toronto Baking Company looking to fill several full-time permanent positions during a job fair to be held this Wednesday. The hope is to fill roles for various opportunities for production workers, sanitation workers, shipping and receiving workers, and maintenance mechanics. Wednesday's job fair is at the V-Plex in Villarrica, 9 o'clock a.m. through 3 o'clock, and then again from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock p.m. I'm Colin Worthington.